Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson and its background, starting out in verse 44. And said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a testimony to them, for a witness to them." So you see, the really important part of this lesson is the two birds. Notice that in the gospel lesson? Any mention of the two birds? No. No. They're in the background. They're in the sacrifice. But first, what is this about, "See that you say nothing to anyone"? Back when I was a teenager, pastor at our home church came out with this fancy phrase. He said it's the messianic secret motif. What does that mean? Well, it seems that repeatedly in the Gospel of Mark especially, Jesus will tell somebody, "Now don't go tell about this." And back then, people were guessing, why is this? Did Jesus want to keep it a secret that he was actually the Christ, the Savior? Why would he want to keep it a secret? And you see, they kind of missed the whole point in this text, which comes out if you know the background and the whole business of the two birds. Jesus wasn't so much telling the fellow, "Don't tell anybody," as he was telling him, "You go specifically to that person to let him know." And when the fellow got there, they would have to open up Leviticus chapter 14, where you find the sacrifice of the two birds. "Hey, can I borrow the acolyte? Sit the hymnal aside, come over here." The sacrifice of the two birds went like this. The priest was to take the first bird and was to kill it. And its blood would be... No, that's not the part you're playing, don't worry. And catch its blood in an earthenware vessel. That was very specific, and several other things are very specific that are parts of the picture, but the blood of the first bird collected there. Then he'd take the second bird, and he would dip the second bird in the blood of the first, let it fly free, and take the blood, this is where you come in, and he would sprinkle the person cleansed from leprosy seven times with that blood. Would that get your attention? Come to church and some guy's spattering you with little drops of blood. It would get your attention. Yeah, exactly. And just a moment longer. And you ask the question, what's this all about? Which very easily opened up to anybody by two questions. So, you got the bird that is slain, whose blood is shed. Who would that symbolize? That'd be, you got it right first time, Jesus. The bird who is covered with blood of the slain bird and let fly free. The one for whom the other died. That would be, that's us. And if you didn't notice that, then the priest takes the blood and starts splattering you with the blood. Okay? You would notice. And you say, okay, so what exactly is going on? What is going on is that Jesus is sending that man cleansed of leprosy with a message, with an illustration, with an acting out, and he's sending that person to the priest. who has to help the one cured of leprosy, who has to help the one cured of leprosy to act out that picture, and the picture is about Jesus. And his blood covers us, and, or from Exodus, his blood marks our door, sign of the cross. Or every one of the other sacrifices of the Old Testament that involved blood. His blood marks us, and New Testament picks it up. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. You've got to be connected to the cross of Jesus, or you are lost. That's the message. Expand a little bit in one direction here. I look through and I think this is the first of the lepers that Jesus cleansed and sent off to the priest. I think it is. There were more. There's one with two lepers, others with one leper. We get around to Thanksgiving Day, we read the story of the 10 lepers. And I can imagine it getting to the point where the priest would say at first, well, who did this? Oh, Jesus of Nazareth. And again, who did this? To the next one. Oh, Jesus of Nazareth. Finally, it's Jesus of Nazareth. Yeah, Jesus of Nazareth again. He is the one who cleanses the leper because his is the blood that marks us and makes us clean in the sight of God. Last week on Tuesday, I had the radio on in the car, and the announcer said, and later today, we'll talk about the YouTube video that has gone viral, where some young man expressing his faith says, quote, what if I told you that Jesus came to abolish religion? What would I say? I would say, well, no kidding. Back when I was a teenager, they used to say it this way. Christianity is not a religion, it's a faith. Everything else in the world might be a religion, but not ours. Ours is a faith. You see, a religion is what you do to approach God, what you do to seek to be right with God, what you do to earn his favor or salvation or heaven or eternal life. And that's not Christianity, because Christianity does not tell you, you do this and you can earn. Christianity says Jesus Christ has come to you, and he comes with his blessings, and he comes with this free gift of forgiveness and salvation and eternal life. And that's exactly the opposite of what a religion is. Well, no kidding. But there always seems to be someone who comes along and tries to turn it back around to being a religion. No, it won't work. Got to seminary, and one of the professors there, Horace Hummel, said to us in class one day, gentlemen, if you believe that the Old Testament sacrifices were the Israelites approaching God and the Israelites trying to be right with God, you've got it completely backwards. And we're going, okay, tell us. And he says, who set up the temple? Who set up sacrifices? Who gave the words to be spoken? Who gave the things to be done? So what you have is, you have God saying, come to my house. Come to my house where I will tell you how I'm giving you salvation. Come to my house and let me tell it to you and then show it to you and act it out for you. during some of the sacrifices, it would be, oh, and bring this kind of animal, and we'll have it roasted there, and you guys eat lunch there at the temple. And where we'd always thought, and we talk so much about an offering is from man to God, and or a sacrifice is from man to God, and a sacrament is from God to man. Well, guess what? The sacrifice is being thought up by God and given in our Bible so that we may know the word of salvation. It's from God to us to teach us that we can't earn His favor. That is given to us by Jesus Christ and His love, His blood, His sacrifice, His death, His resurrection, and it's all given to us free. And then to shift this is a big shift. And you ask the question, so what's that have to do with my life? We go back to the leper who is cleansed and sent off to the priest. And it very simply is a question of, does Jesus Christ know what He's doing? Does He know what He's doing with your life? Does He know how to arrange this detail, that encounter, this circumstance, that coincidence, so-called coincidence, to arrange those all in preparation as He gets you ready and sends you where He wants you? Because Jesus Christ working in you, in your life, in your soul, in your faith, in your witness, your testimony, your sharing with somebody else who Jesus is and what He has done, He is able to send you to exactly the right person who needs to hear exactly those words that He has been preparing in your life, sometimes for years, sometimes for decades. Does He know what He's doing? If He knows what He's doing, then in looking at our lives, we should expect something of that to be going on. As we're along the way in our lives, we should keep our eyes open, keep our ears open, because those opportunities will come along. Does Jesus know what He's doing? Yes, absolutely. Again, last Tuesday we had a little gathering of pastors here. And as the pastors met and discussed, we did discuss this point. And you set the idea in front of pastors and you say, does Jesus know what He's doing in the many coincidences of your life to send you to places you didn't hardly expect you'd be going to encounters you didn't know you were entering into? And they can tell some stories. But you see, it isn't just pastors. It is every one of us. Every single one of us, as our walk with Jesus goes on, we learn things, we grow in faith, we have experiences in our lives, and those things are preparing us as the Lord Jesus is preparing us for something that is quite amazing to happen. That encounter where when it happens you say, oh, that's why, weeks ago, months ago, years ago, decades ago, that's why this happened, and then it led to that, and then it led to that, so that I could say this to that person and give them the comfort of the Scripture. Does Jesus know what he's doing? And then the second thing is, if he knows what he is doing, even if we don't, which more often than not, we're saying, I have no idea what the ultimate goal and purpose of these events combined all together are, but if he knows what he's doing, then to walk as a Christian in one way, very simply, it means trust him. And that's it. Trust him. He's the Savior. And the second thing you really do want to do is take those opportunities to prepare yourself in every way you can, through worship, through Bible study, through prayer, because as you do those things, you will find that he is working through you, working his purpose in your life. And that is, very simply, the most amazing life that you can live. In Jesus' name, amen.